This is the seventh round of negotiations between Iran and signatories of the 2015 nuclear deal, as well as the United States. And one of the main sticking points for the Europeans had been Iran's compliance with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Until now.
Last night, we reached a good agreement with the IAEA that could address some of the alleged concerns about Iran's peaceful nuclear program and lead to continued mutual cooperation with the IAEA. Two series of texts are being discussed in Vienna. The first is the result of six rounds of talks. At the same time, other parties have agreed to have Iran's newly proposed texts on the table so as to achieve a single, concise text from discussions and combination of all of these.
Iran says the IAEA will now be able to allow to have cameras at one of its sensitive sites. The director general of the UN nuclear watchdog has had some serious concerns about the lack of access to what was taking place at a workshop just outside Tehran, where centrifuges are being made. But in June, one of the cameras was attacked and damaged. Iranian officials accused Israel of sabotage. Then, Iranian officials took all four IAEA cameras offline and refused to allow inspectors to replace them. Now, with this technical agreement with the IAEA, there is hope that the talks here in Vienna will get the push they need to move forward.
In a practical sense, it means that the IAEA, again, will be able to monitor the production of centrifuge components. This is what the Karaj facility does. And the reason for doing this is for the IAEA to have a better handle on whether any centrifuge components might be taken away from Karaj to be assembled into centrifuges at some secret site.
The remaining signatories of the nuclear deal have been meeting since April to try and get the U.S. and Iran to return to the agreement, which was aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for economic benefits and sanctions relief. While the U.S. is not directly talking to Iranian officials here in Vienna, there seems to be renewed optimism about the seventh round of talks. And now that the main issue between Iran and the IAEA seems to be resolved, it will be up to the Americans to put forth what they're willing to do to convince Iran to return to full compliance. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Vienna.